Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Dalesford Arms for karaoke night.
Beautiful.
Hope you're all having a lovely evening. Yes, I do know, Mavis, your Surf and Turf's coming out in a moment, but we've got another song coming on. What are you going to sing tonight, Lottie?
Well, my full name is Charlotte Shovel, but my friends call me Lottie. So I was going to sing the Pussycat Dolls, Don't You? You know the one.
Take it away,
Oh, here girl. It is. It's starting.
Don't let her.
Oh, shut up, you
Donnie,
mean old bitch.
Sake.
Here we go.
Stand it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like
yes,
me?
Yes, I'm over here.
Don't ya?
I'm right in front of you.
Don't ya?
Yeah.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
I do, actually.
Don't ya?
Tepid you are.
Don't ya?
And now it's time for a bit of fun. Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. It's Catching Up.
Good evening, one
Hello
and all.
There, darling, how are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Nice to see you, Bretty boy.
We are sans Jamie tonight.
Oh, darling, where is he? Where's he gone?
Apparently, he's quite ill and he's in bed.
Of course he is, darling. Where else? What else would he be doing on this Tuesday night?
I just hope he's by himself. And there wasn't another reason why he didn't
come in. I wish he was with somebody else, darling. Hey? Don't you? No, it's all for being sick, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, maybe. Right. But tonight's show,
yes.
Dolly.
What's it all about, Dolls?
It's all about legends.
Legends. You're a bit of a legend yourself,
oh,
aren't you?
Thank
gorgeous.
You, our lovely Lottie and Dottie, they're at the Dalesford Arms tonight.
At the Dalesford Arms,
doing
a little sing.
Legendary karaoke tonight.
Legends in their living room, I think.
And now, we're all going to talk about legends tonight. You've uncovered
yes.
a very old interview with Marilyn Monroe.
I have. It's never been released before. Well, it's never been released here at Joy.
So we've got that.
It's been released on YouTube for a while, I think.
We've actually got the probably one of the inspirations for our show tonight. I'm going to talk about a wonderful advertising campaign that's been around since the late 60s for Black Glamour.
Yes.
One of the reasons why, but we'll get to that later on.
And that's
in the
all
show.
About legends.
That is all about legends, yeah. And there's a reason why I'm not giving them a plug. There's actually a reason why about that.
Right. Now, we've also got some lovely songs, haven't we? We've got the legends, Elvis Presley having a little bossa nova. We've got Helen Reddy, because she's a legend.
Yes.
Well, she's an Australian legend. Doris Day, and some, of course, your favourite female singer, legendary Donna Summer.
Oh, my God, I cannot get
you
enough of that
can
woman.
You can't, darling?
I can't. Even just the name. Oh, my God. But I do have a retro movie tonight.
Yes.
Now, legendary stars and what do you think of, like, black and white, probably a star, or I'd actually say two stars of the 1930s and the 1940s. Both rival studios.
One wasn't very attractive, was she?
Well, they were both very attractive.
When she was younger.
Both. Look, one obviously looked better when she got older. The other one looked like a pile of old rubble. Look, it has to be Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
Mm. I'm so excited you're doing that.
Oh, my God.
Because they are my favourites.
Oh, same. In Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, you'll have to stay tuned. But I want to hear first off, we've got a mystery TV thing
mystery
this week,
TV
haven't we,
thing.
Dolly?
Yes, we do. And hopefully our listeners out there can name it. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, tonight we don't have a prize.
No, we've got nothing.
We've got nothing because Jamie's at home.
With the prize.
With the prize.
Yes.
But we will have a prize back on next week.
Hopefully making himself a nice little cup of tea or something.
But this week, so anyone can enter.
Yes.
Dolly, I would love to listen to the theme now.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Ooh.
I think the girls will know this one.
Oh, here we go.
The girls should know this one.
I'm thinking daytime.
That's all I'm going to give them. I'll play a little bit more a little bit later on.
So if you know the Mystery TV theme,
yes,
please SMS us on 0427JOY949. You can phone us. We've got the lovely Jerry and the lovely Matty on tonight.
Yes.
On 1300JOY949, or please email us directly into the studio on onair@joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie playing for laughs, playing for keeps on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. We are Sons Jamie tonight, and that was the fantastic disco remix, wasn't it, of Helen Reddy's
Strong, Invincible.
I Am Woman. Well, maybe you should be saying that. I always feel a bit weird saying that as a man.
What? That you are Woman. I Am Woman?
Yeah.
I feel a bit weird saying it too sometimes.
Hey, just too
quick. I Am Woman. It's a funny little name, is it? Woman. Woman. Say it quickly too.
Woman.
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 Like Womack or something.
Mm.
So it's odd, isn't it? It's like lesbian.
That's why we normally say Bian.
Lesbian.
Because Les.
Lesbian.
Les. But Bian's quite softer, and women are much softer.
Yeah, is that what you call them, Danny?
Yeah, Bian.
Oh, Bian. Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
My dear friend Bridget said that. Hey, look, just two quick facts about Miss Wonderful Miss Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy, yes.
She was originally a Melbourne girl.
Right.
And her half-sister is Toni Lamont.
Half-sister.
Half-sister. There's another half wandering around Melbourne somewhere.
Goodness me, there's those half-wits that you've got to watch. They are, they really are.
So, look, darling, what's been news with you this week?
I just sniffed then into the microphone. That was hideous,
that was
wasn't it? I went to see Ramp because remember we interviewed Christine Johnson.
Yeah, how did that go?
And she's put on a little show at the Arts House Theatre last week.
Yes.
And Christine Johnson, if people don't know, she's famous for the Kerensky sisters. So she put her on her show with two other people.
Yes.
But really she was the star.
She was the star.
She was the star. It was odd. She's a bit of a nutter. She is a bit of a nutter.
She's your friend.
She is, darling, but I like that. Yeah. I like that in her, that she's so odd, because she grew up in the backyard of Chooks.
Yes.
And it kind of came through, the performance,
because
it was weird, because she grew up in the suburban back allotment of Vegas and with chickens, and she was telling chicken stories.
Oh.
But chicken love stories.
Yeah.
And then a chicken that got stuck in the shed for a few days. And it was odd. Anyway, it was...
And you paid money to see this.
Oh, I paid top dollar. I would always pay top dollar to see Christine, because she's an amazing performer.
How was she received? Did the,
the
audience
yeah.
love it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Because she had all of her weirdo friends there. Yeah, so they all loved it.
Okay.
I'm not painting a very good picture.
No, but you said it was a great show, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's all about... supporting good Aussie local talent.
And what did you get up to, darling?
Look, I haven't been doing much, but I did go to a very nice soiree. Sunday afternoon lunch.
Yes.
Had a marvellous Italian lunch at a friend's house.
Mm.
And they served as a starter this pork sausage. And it was like pork sausage with gorgonzola grilled like a bruschetta.
Yes.
It was, oh my God. So fantastic, because gorgonzola, when you actually cut a piece of gorgonzola, it's like that is the most rancid cheese ever.
Yeah.
But somehow when it's melted, it just becomes deliciousness. It is just...
Gorgonzolicious.
That's it.
Goodness me.
I can't say that.
Really? Go on, have a go at it.
No, gorgonzolicious. that's so wrong. Hey, but look.
So you had a nice little lunch.
Had a beautiful lunch. Kept
you boys like to lunch, don't you? Hey,
we're
very sensible.
We're the gentlemen who like lunching.
You
it's
are,
not
and
the
so
same
you should, darling.
Yes,
nice to hang out and do nothing.
Hey, coming up next, we've got the Marilyn Monroe interview, haven't we?
Yes,
Dolly?
A little bit later on, because we're talking about legends tonight,
yes,
aren't we, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
Not just you and me being legends for turning up.
Absolutely. Whilst old Jamie's at home, we do wish him a strong mend.
Yes, we do. So. We are on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbits without the tits. Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. Tonight we are talking about legends.
We are.
And probably one of the biggest legends that came out of the 1950s.
Yep.
Hands down, the original blonde bombshell.
Mm. Do you think you've got to be dead to be a legend, though? Or was she was actually a legend while she was living? Or do you think she became a legend after Marilyn?
I reckon after. I think when she was alive, clearly... Like, huge.
She was famous.
She was incredibly famous. And desired. Mm-hmm. And women wanted to be.
The sex goddess.
Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff. But was she a legend then?
No, I think she became a legend because when you
took an early death, do you think?
Yeah. Mm. I don't think... She was a very complicated soul. Bless her heart. And I remember,
she was just a bit lonely, darling. She was still only young, wasn't she, when she died?
Oh, no, she wasn't very old. I think she was only in her late
30s. She was in her 30s, wasn't she? And she had all those men ogle her all the time. Poor sweetheart. I wonder if she had any lesbian stalkers.
Probably. Probably. Hey, but you found an old radio interview of hers.
I do. Yes? I do. It is. I've got no idea where I got it from, but...
That's good.
Well, I do.
We like to research here at Catching Up.
But I do. No, it is a rare radio. Yes. It's from David Garraway interviewing Marilyn Monroe on NDC Matters.
Yes.
First broadcast, 1955.
Wow.
Or thereabouts. Here it is, folks.
Old friend Monitor and Garraway are host right now to the very likes of Miss Marilyn Monroe.
I wonder if I'm scared of you. Are most men scared of you? I'm not sure whether I should be frightened of you or not.
No, nobody's scared of me.
I don't know. I bet a lot of guys are scared of you, though, because you're such an institution now. Really, you are. You're a kind of a national possession. Do you feel that you belong to the nation as a whole?
I don't know quite what you mean by that. I live here.
That'll do it very nicely. I heard you were smart, but I didn't know.
I'm not.
Yes, sure.
Don't let me fool you. I'm not.
You know, you have a reputation as among the great mass of people. I think it's probably the most beautiful blonde in the world, but a kind of a dumb girl because you're a beautiful blonde. And blondes and dumbness seem to go together. I think it all started with everyone's gentlemen prefer blondes.
You know, it's interesting that people associate... if you happen to have blonde hair, you know, naturally or not naturally, however, or if you're not out of shape in some way, you're absolutely dumb. I mean, you're considered dumb. I don't know why that is. I think it's a very limited view.
That isn't true, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what the person, what they look like, what color hair they have.
Nonsense.
Or if they happen not to be out of shape. I mean, my time's to come. Gravity catches up with all of us.
Yes. Slowly, but I'm afraid inexorably, if that's the right word. I hear that you're moving to New York City to live. Is it so?
Yes. This will be my home from now on. Mm-hmm. That is until I retire. And when I retire, I'm going to retire to Brooklyn.
Really? Why Brooklyn?
Oh, that's my favorite place in the world so far that I've seen.
Sure.
I haven't traveled much, but I don't think I'll find anything to replace Brooklyn.
You're going to help our rating in Brooklyn about 9 points. Why is it Brooklyn? What happens there with you?
Well, almost everything. I just like walking around. Mm-hmm. I think the view's better from Brooklyn. You know, you can look back over and see Manhattan.
Yeah, that's the only place you can see Manhattan from your
That's
flight,
the
right?
best view, but it isn't only the view. It's the people. It's, I like the streets. I guess the people and the streets and the atmosphere. I just like it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that, Brett?
Oh, wow. That was original. That was from a 1955 radio interview with Marilyn Monroe. Mm. I love the fact she talks about Brooklyn being her favourite place.
Mm. Have you been to Brooklyn?
I have been to Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
And can I say, she's actually right.
Really?
The view of Manhattan from Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights especially, nothing beats it. And Brooklyn Heights is it's probably what New York was.
New York, yep.
New York was before they built all the skyscrapers.
Oh.
Because it's the quintessential New York streets of brownstones, tree-lined avenues, local bakers and shops, and a real sense of community. It's really interesting listening to that interview. She always seems so delicate.
Yeah, but smart. But smart, don't you think, darling? I mean, absolutely. And her voice is just so breathy and beautiful, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, it's like she was here.
It was a little bit wasn't like it? We
it was
had
a bit
her
spooky,
spirit,
wasn't it?
Hey, what's your favourite Marilyn film, hands down?
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Absolutely.
Is that a film?
No, it's actually... It's
you said song, didn't
it's
you?
It's actually Gentlemen...
You said song.
Did I say song?
Gentlemen Prefer... No, I'm just trying to trick you up because I stuffed up.
Okay.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yeah. Now, who does she do that with, Dana?
She does it with the fantastic Jane Russell.
Yes, she does.
Now, Jane Russell had a cracking bust. Oh, she had a bust you could park your bike and your pint on.
Is that right?
Absolutely. And there's a fabulous scene in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a homoerotic scene.
Really?
Because I remember watching this when I was about 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And it's, they are on a ocean liner.
Yep.
Traveling from New York to Europe. And the American gymnastic team is also on there. And they sing, Jane Russell sings these fantastic songs, Is There Anyone Here for Love?
Yes, beautiful
and
song.
She's singing, and it's almost like she's a drag queen with all her dancing boys, because all the guys are wearing tight little shorts, and they're doing all the gymnast, and she's doing this show. And there's another fabulous scene in Gentlemen Prefers Blondes where Jane Russell has to impersonate the fabulous Marilyn Monroe,
right?
Because Marilyn's locked up somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost Jane doing a drag version of Marilyn. It's hilarious. Just recently, also, there has been a film that was released, I think it was last year, called My Week with Marilyn, and it was about when Marilyn went to the UK, and she filmed The Prince and the Showgirl, and it was a young man who got to spend the week being her sort of gopher. It's a really quite a beautiful story, and I've forgotten the actress who played Marilyn. She did a fantastic job. She did an absolutely fantastic job.
Now, they said that Marilyn couldn't sing, didn't they?
She couldn't really sing.
Oh, well, she could, and this next song will prove it. It's I Want to Be Loved by You by Marilyn Monroe.
Right here on Joy 94.9.
Catching up.
Just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
Daphne, your boyfriend's waving at you. Go take a flying jump. Remember, he's your date for the night, so smile. Oh, you can do better than that. Give him the teeth, the whole personality. Why do I let you talk me into these things? Why?
Because we're pals, buddies. The two musketeers.
Don't give me the musketeers. How am I going to keep the guy ashore?
Tell him you get seasick on a yacht. Play miniature golf with him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get caught the minute you're a sand trap with that guy.
Hi. Which of you dolls is Daphne?
Bo Fettle.
It's from Satchel Moth at table 7. This is from me to you, doll.
Read it, Buster.
Never mind leaving your door open. I got a pass key.
If I couldn't aspire to
what are you doing with my flowers?
Just borrowed. Get them back tomorrow.
To fill the
I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, but deedly 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 dum, boop boopy doop.
Give her a round of applause, everyone.
You're catching up with Marilyn, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. And for those of you who didn't know it, that was actually from the
Some
film
Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot, where Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis dragged up.
They did.
And because they...
Lots of innuendo there, wasn't it?
There was lots of innuendo there. So tonight on Catching Up, it's all about legends.
Yes.
We want to hear what's your favourite legend. SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. Call us. Matty is going to wait to take your call. 1300-JOY-949. Or email us on onair@joy.org.au. But we've got some more Marilyn.
Well, you know what? Just quickly... one of my legends would have to be a very good friend of mine, called Cracky, and and he's actually Ash's dad,
which
is my daughter,
Or
our daughter, and the reason why I popped in Marilyn was for him, because you know he's just a diehard Marilyn fan. That and Eliza, they're about the same for him, but on every birthday he would give you a little ring, and he'd pop on a Marilyn record, happy birthday to you, you know, and then he'd sing over the top of it on the phone to you. Every birthday you'd get his little Marilyn Monroe happy birthdays, happy birthday to you, without fail.
I think you're too
Isn't it gorgeous? Anyway,
Marilyn.
That's dedicated to our lovely friend Cracky.
Hey, look, have we got a... do you want to play the mystery theme again?
A little bit of mystery theme. Pop that little one on, thanks.
Yes, this is our mystery TV theme for this week. Anyone can enter. Why am I thinking someone might be dancing around?
I think so, yeah. Daytime, you said, didn't you? Daytime. Yep, daytime.
Topical.
No, that's it. That'll do
that's
it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hey, so if you know the mystery TV...
Girls should know that, surely.
Anyone.
And the boys.
Anyone should know that, Dolly. Hey, we have got... if you want to... Sorry, if you know...
Where
oh, my God.
We?
I talk about being dizzy. I think Marilyn rubbed off on me.
Yes.
SMS us if you know the mystery TV theme on 0427-JOY-949.
Yes.
Give us a call. Maddie is dying to hear from you on 1300-JOY-949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. Dolly, what's coming up on the show?
Well, we're talking legends, aren't we, sweetheart? We're talking legends, and you're going to talk the black glamour. Black glamour.
Yes.
Which is from the 1950s.
It started from the late... No, you weren't, were you? The late 60s, my dear.
Well, the reason why we're doing a legends episode is because I was over Bretty's for lunch the other day, and I happened to visit the toilet, and all over his toilet wall were the black glamour legends.
Yes.
Pictures,
yes.
I mean to say.
Yes.
So this is where I thought, well, that's got to be our next theme is the legends. Isn't that right, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here we are. Spickly enough. Where are we going to now, darling?
So we're going to come back.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what's coming up here is we've got black glamour. Yeah. We've got a film coming up and you've got some urban legends as well, Dolly.
Got a few urban legends. Plus, of course, Bette Davis. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Mindless entertainment, funky music and a tad silly. Catching Up Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9 tonight. Yes, Jamie is not here. He's still very sick, and we wish him well to get back on track.
Yes, of course we do.
Now, tonight's show, Dolly, it's all about legends.
Yes, darling, yes.
And we've got two shout-outs that I want to read out.
Lovely.
To you.
Oh, lovely. A couple of legend listeners, is that right?
Oh, yes. Now,
fantastic.
First one is a neighbour of mine.
It's nice to have nice neighbours.
He is. He's fantastic. It's the fantastic Michael who said, "My number one legend is my gorgeous partner, Peter, who's working late tonight."
Oh.
But he also says, when talking of legends, The real legends are those in the community and social workers who work for very little pay or who work for volunteer. Thank you to all. And thanks, guys, for a great show. Michael, you're fabulous. Thank you so much, Michael. And we've got another little shout-out from Blake.
Oh, hello, Blake.
My all-time legend would be the legendary Britney Spears. No matter what anyone says, she's still number one to me. And I think this Blake might have paid a very lot of money for a Britney concert a few years ago. It's the same Blake.
Really? You know, I have a legendary quote from Britney Spears.
Oh, fantastic.
She says, "I would really, really, really like to be a legend like Madonna. Madonna knows what to do next, and when she's performing, the audience is just in awe of her."
Well, that's actually...
Britney Spears, legendary quote, Blake.
That's a pretty good quote. Isn't it, Blake? That's for you, my darling.
Yes.
Hey, look, I want to talk about another legend.
Yes, besides us.
How it actually came for this show. Dolly did come over for lunch.
Yes, a lovely little souffle.
In our upstairs loo, my partner used to have this fantastic book called Black Glamour, What Becomes a Legend the Most? And what we did was we actually have created a wall of these fabulous black and white shots. And
yes, they're everywhere as you sit down, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, and what gorgeous. it was a campaign in the late 60s run by the Black Glamour, or what I should actually say is the Great Lake region in the US, where they bred black furred mink. And mink is very legendary.
They bred the mink there.
They bred the mink.
Okay, yeah.
And they wanted to sell these fantastic mink
coats. They hit them over the head, darling.
It characterised the richest, deepest, most luxurious dark mink with the lightest, most flexible leather. And basically what they did was, because it was such a top product, they said, we're going to engage the celebrities. What makes a legend the most? Now, it started in 1968, and it's basically black and white glamour photos of stars of film, TV, ballet, art, literature, music, and celebrity wearing fur coats. However, nowadays, fur since the 90s has been a bit of a fashion no-no. Well, Peter says that anyway. Dolly, what's your thoughts on fur?
Well, look, personally, I don't wear fur.
Yes?
No, I don't.
Is that by choice?
That's probably by choice.
Yes.
But, you know, I think it's hard to say you can't wear fur when you're still shoving, you know, a T-bone or something down your throat. Don't you reckon?
Absolutely.
I agree with it. I agree we shouldn't be slaughtering mink schminks and things like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I find it a little bit hard to, you know, get on the old podium and, you know, rant and rave when, you know, when I shove a bit of a chicken fillet down my throat.
I just find, like, don't get me wrong, I don't want anyone to go out there and beat animals senseless.
No, and it's still awful and it shouldn't happen, but it's a bit of reality, isn't it?
But I eat cows, I eat chickens, you know.
Oh, I don't like it. I wish I could change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, I want to talk about
Up in Brisbane, you know, on meat and three veg. What can you do? What can you do?
Well, look, I want to talk about a couple of Bradypedia facts.
Yes, lovely.
So the very first model to be photographed was Lauren Bacall in 1968. Mm.
Beautiful.
Mm. Also in 1968, Judy Garland.
Gorgeous.
So this is the legends. This is the legend.
Yes.
What becomes a legend most. Now, Judy's photo op didn't go so well. At the end of the session, she got very upset and she stormed out wearing the unlined fur coat. A year later, she was seen getting off a plane still wearing the unlined. Because part of the fee was you got your photograph taken and you got a free
kept
mink
the
coat.
Fur. Yes. Kept the mink.
Marlena Dietrich in 1969, in her shoot, when she was getting ready, she screamed out, "Bring me a mirror."
Bring me a mower.
A mirror. A mirror. And when the photographer commented on such lovely legs she still had, she replied, "Darling, my legs are not beautiful. I just know what to do with them."
Very important.
Barbara Stanwyck was photographed in 1970, and her photo has her mouthing a swear word.
Really? What's that, darling?
I won't say what it is. You have to go on a search engine
though,
and look at it.
Okay.
It's a hilarious one. Okay. Claudette Colbert, in 1971 and 1977, she was the only legend photographed twice, and she even looked younger in her second photo op. Shirley MacLaine in 1977.
Shirley's done it.
She did a high kick because she wanted to show that's how she started. She started as a dancer.
Yes, she did.
Natalie Wood was photographed in 1981, very shortly before her death. And Cher.
Gosh, came Deadwood.
Well,
not just, good, no, is
let's,
it?
Let's, I know that's no, terrible. Cher, 1986. she's wearing.
God, it went for years and years.
Well, this is the funny thing.
Yeah.
Cher's wearing her Oscar headdress throughout the turn of the decade. Mm. Linda Evangelista, Gisele Bündchen, I always forget how to say her name. Cindy Crawford, Elle Macpherson and Naomi Campbell. But the latest celebrity to do this was Janet Jackson. And it still creates a lot of controversy because it's fur.
So is it still happening, darling?
It's still happening today. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they're the worst thing is I'm always torn because fur doesn't have a great reputation. Mm. But the photographs are amazing. They are absolutely
fabulous.
They are
incredible,
fabulous.
Yeah. There what, is something about
what black becomes fur. A legend the most? Have a Google, have a search. It's worth it. It's fantastic.
now, Elvis Presley, of course.
Oh, another
legend. He didn't get to wear fur because he died before the shoot started,
no,
didn't he?
He probably would have eaten it.
He probably would have chucked it on a burger with some peanut butter. Anyway, he is a legend. We're going to play you a song. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
The Catching Up Kids, Brett. Dole and Jamie are having a giggle Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. We just heard The King, Elvis Presley.
The King, darling, the legend.
With Bossa Nova Baby. And Bossa Nova Baby was from...
Which film was that, darling?
Fun in Acapulco. Mm. How can you not have fun in a place called Acapulco?
Acapulco.
Now, guess who starred in Fun in Acapulco?
Elvis Presley.
Yes, and one of the original Bond girls.
Oh.
Ursula Andress.
Ursula?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It was probably one of my favourite Elvis films.
Why is that, darling?
Because you're having fun in Acapulco.
What did he do, darling? He just used to stand around and play his guitar, didn't he, and sing.
Yeah,
he did. And flirt.
It was, yeah. That
not much acting, was
no,
it?
No, not much acting. That was left to Anne Margaret.
You think so?
Girls, I'd have to say girls, because Anne Margaret is fabulous in Girls. Mm. And Mary Tyler Moore appeared with Elvis in a film called Change of Habit, which was so dreadful.
Did he try and act? There weren't many songs.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was clearly the songs, wasn't it? But he had lovely Hawaiian shirts he used to wear, didn't he, darling?
Yeah.
So, he was such a feast, wasn't he? Such a feast to look at. Beautiful.
Someone else who had a couple of films that time, who's a bit of a legend, and I've promised my mother to talk about her.
Right.
Was Connie Francis.
Yes.
Follow the Boys.
Right.
And Where the Boys Are. And obviously my mother has texted in tonight. Thank you, Mum.
Hello, Maggie.
World's greatest mother.
good on her.
And,
how's Perth, Maggie?
She actually did, Mum actually said, Connie Francis is my hero. Yes, we know that, Mum. She dubbed a movie song for Marilyn and she can't remember the name.
Oh.
Mum, you need to do your research before you send it in.
Really?
But
there
you go. Something that we haven't... we haven't heard from in ages is the delightful Chris from London.
I know. He's back. Ah, gorgeous.
Come back, Chris. We're so happy. Hey, look, Chris has said, sorry, guys, but no one should be wearing fur. It's cruel and it's wrong. P.S. Great show, Chris.
Oh, we know. We know it
we
is.
We know it's
also,
wrong, Chris.
Also eating cows is cruel and wrong.
It
that's
is.
All. Absolutely.
But you're
totally
right,
agree
Chris.
With you, though, darling.
Absolutely.
But it's just hard to get on your high moral ground. Is he a vegetarian, Chris?
No,
if he is good on him, I wish I could
Can
be.
Can I say, Chris likes his meat and let's just
stop
leave it
stop it, that's
that.
Enough, that's enough. Goodness, I thought Jamie was here for a moment.
I know. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, Jamie's sick.
Not here on our catching
and,
up show.
And we hope him the best and he better be sick. Well, Lewis, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's because he's a TV buff, isn't he? Which
he is
why
a
we
TV
like
buff.
Him. And he's not here tonight. Anyway. What have we got? We've got to name that TV theme.
Oh, yes.
We're going to give that a crack, another crack, because no one's guessed it
no
yet.
No one's guessed it.
Here
no
it
one's
again.
Guessed it correctly.
One more time.
Ooh,
name
yeah.
that TV theme song.
Bit of dancing. She dances. Woo! She dances pretty badly, actually, the host of this show. So, if you know the TV theme, please SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, phone us on 1300-JOY-949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Anyone can enter this week? Yes. It's fantastic.
Yes, yes. Just the excitement of entering.
Oh, but look, you know what I'm excited is what's going to come up next.
What have we got after the traff?
We've got a retro movie.
Oh, is that
Whatever
right?
Happened to Baby J.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly.
Joy 94.9.
We're all yours. Suck us dry. Spit us out. Do what you have to do, but don't forget to listen every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 for Catching Up Joy 94.9.
That's right, Brett.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly. Nice to have you all here, isn't it? And darling, you're going to talk about something very exciting, a legend, a legend.
Can I say now?
Yes.
You know I'm a bit of a lover, a bit of an old film buff.
Old film buff.
Of old films.
Yes.
Old films.
Yes.
And it was so hard for me to choose which screen legend. So I thought, you know what, Dolly? I'm going to choose two.
Right.
And it has to be Bette Davis.
Yes.
And it has to be Joan Crawford.
Yep.
Now, for me, originally I was going to do Bette Davis in All About Eve, which is still one of my favourite all-time movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan Crawford with Mildred Pierce, which is, she gives a stellar performance.
She won something for that, didn't she?
She won the Oscar.
Mm. Mm.
Both of these stars were film legends of the 1930s and the 1940s. Joan was a star at MGM, whilst Bette was a star at Warner Brothers. So there was always a bit of rivalry.
That's right, yes.
By the mid-50s, both their stardom began to fade. In fact, Joan's contract at MGM was cut, and she actually moved to Warner Brothers. The 1960s
She was box office poison there at the end, wasn't
she? Oh, they
were
both. As with most Hollywood actors, unfortunately. Now, this 1960 film was a comeback for both of them, and it was a black and white suspense movie called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Now, we've got a bit of a clip. I've just done a little bit of a clip, a bit of a highlight of the film, some of the favourite scenes.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
I was just wondering who all those people were at the back door.
Just that nosy Mrs. Bates going on about your picture last night. Do you remember what year you made that picture?
You must too, 1934.
I made a picture that year too, The Longest Night. Martin McDonald said it was the best thing I ever did. I never even released it in the United States. They were too busy giving a big build-up to that crap you were turning out.
I written a letter to Daddy.
You wouldn't be able to do these awful things to me if I weren't still in this chair.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
His address is heaven above.
Oh, Blanche, you know we got rats in the cellar?
Oh, shut up!
What do you want this time?
I'm hungry, Jane.
Well, of course you're hungry. You didn't eat your dinner. That's why you're hungry.
But you forgot my breakfast.
I didn't bring you breakfast because you didn't eat your din-din.
The postman says...
The postman says that's best to do.
You're wrong, Jane. You've just forgotten. I bought this house for the two of us.
Blanche, you aren't ever gonna sell this house. And you aren't ever gonna leave it, either.
I've written a letter to Dad saying I love you.
Sister, sister, oh so fair, why is there blood all over your hair?
That was...
I love it!
Clips from Whatever Happened to
well
Baby Jane.
Well done, darling. I love that film.
So clearly, whilst we were playing that, Dolly and I were actually doing the quotes. Now, I understand why I was doing the quotes, because I've listened to about five times. Dolly, I played that fresh for you tonight, and you knew all the quotes.
Oh, I have watched it a couple of times, and I wrote a play once, and
yes.
I included a couple of scenes,
really?
Just changed the words around and that. Oh, I love it. It's just so fabulous. What's it all about, Brett?
Look, so the main characters are Jane and Blanche Hudson.
Yeah.
Baby Jane Hudson was originally a star of the music hall, and her stardom faded prior to her sister's. Blanche Hudson was a film actress, a star of the 1920s and the 30s, whose fame was cut short at the very start of the film, where a drunk Jane runs over her with a car in a horrific accident, making her wheelchair bound for the rest of her life.
Yes.
Essentially, it's a film, it's a story about how two sisters who are both faded stars live in a very dysfunctional life, and how Jane basically is going quite mad, loses her sense of reality, and does some horrific things to her sister.
I'd like to order some liquor.
There's a fantastic, there is such a fantastic scene where Betty Davis, one of her traits as an actress, when she was an actress, she could actually mime any voice. And she does this wonderful thing where she mimes Joan's voice for her to get more liquor from the liquor store. Yes. Why do I love this film so much? Two of the greatest actors of the old Hollywood who openly hated one another gave stellar performances. Joan gave the performances the reserved, caged, faded star who's on the brink of a nervous breakdown, because Betty relishes her madness, and all that powder on her face makes her one of the most scariest villainess on the big screen.
She's very scary, yeah.
What I also love about it, and I'm not going to say what it is, the ending has a fantastic
twist. Bit of a twist at the ending, isn't it?
And you don't see it coming. Yeah, right. And at the end,
they're on the beach, aren't they?
They're on the beach, just leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Yeah.
Now, I've got a couple of Brettypedia facts.
Right.
Okay.
Can I just say quickly, the Bette Davis quote, "The best time I ever had with Joan Crawford was when I pushed her down the stairs in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. She hated her."
Well, it's quite interesting you say that. They hated themselves so much, there was actually a book written called Joan and Bette, The Divine Feud.
Mm.
And during this, there was so much fighting between Davis and Crawford where there's actually a scene where Davis actually is kicking Crawford in the head. And Crawford is putting... Seriously.
It's a full-on scrape fight, isn't it?
Crawford actually put weights in her clothes.
That's right, yes.
Because Betty had to drag her. So she put all these weights and it put Bette's back out.
Well, it's popped a disc, didn't it, for her?
Now, talking about quotes, there's some fabulous quotes that Betty has said about Joan. "I wouldn't piss on Joan Crawford if she was on fire."
Yes.
"She slept with every male star at MGM except Lassie. Why am I so good at playing bitches? I think it's because I'm a bitch." Oh, no kidding. "Maybe that's why Joan Crawford always plays ladies." I actually thought that was a bit of a compliment. I'm sure it was a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
This is the worst quote that Betty Davis ever said about Joan Crawford. Commenting on her death. "You know, you should never say bad things about the dead. You should only say good. Joan Crawford is dead. Good." She's just vile.
Isn't she?
Some of the other things Joan said about Bette.
"Yes.
I had no idea of the extent of her hate, that she planned to destroy me. I still get chills when I think of the treachery that Miss Davis indulged in that movie." Now, the funny thing is as well, some of the other little Brettypedia facts.
Yes.
They did actually appear in a film together in the early 40s called Hollywood Canteen.
Oh.
And it was a film to support the troops in wartime, where Bette and Joan played themselves. Also, the small role of the neighbour's daughter in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane was played by Davis's real daughter, B.D. Merrill.
Right.
And she actually also wrote, like Christina Crawford, who wrote Mummy Dearest, she actually wrote a book, which I've also read, called My Mother's Keeper.
Right.
And honestly, Beattie, there is no comparison between how Bette, allegedly.
How bad Bette was, allegedly, compared to how bad Joan was, allegedly.
Oh, no, I think
Joan was the psychopath, without a doubt, wasn't she?
Allegedly. We don't know.
Well,
apparently.
Yeah, so she gave off that facade of being gorgeous and beautiful and, you know.
Interesting enough, Christina Crawford remarked many times that Joan still hated Bette so much that until her death, the very mention of her name used to get her so worked up. Now, in 1991, there was a remake of this film, and it's a heaven film. If you've never seen it, go and see it.
A remake, was it?
A remake, and it starred real-life sisters Vanessa and Lynn Redgrave.
Oh.
And it was, look, it's not as good.
No.
It's still good.
No.
Now, apparently, director Walter Hill is planning a remake. And guess who's going to be starred? The gossip is Meryl Streep and Glenn Close. Yeah, well, apparently.
They just can't do the original. I'm sorry.
Look, I think if you watch the original.
You can't touch the original. You really can't. You know who can touch it?
Who?
French and Saunders.
Oh, my God.
Did you see their remake of it?
Yes.
"Hey, have you seen my fully workable legs? I can hop. I can jump."
Hey, look, I've got a couple
got
of shout-outs to read.
Yes, please.
Hey, now, look, thank you, the lovely Grant from Essendon. "Evening, Brett and Dolly, for Legends, What About Jane Russell?"
True,
ain't
true.
There anywhere here for love. Thank you for correcting me. Grant, we loved that scene, and I'm sure you did as well, seeing those hot gymnasts throwing themselves
and
about.
And it's good that
her.
The boys like the girls. I'm happy that the boys are saying the girls are legends, because we haven't talked about male legends except for Elvis, have we?
Look, yes, we are a bit, look, you know, we're a bit pro-woman on this show.
Yeah, nothing
we love
about
our chicks.
Those,
we love our chicks. Good. Hey, loving the show, David H.
Oh, thanks for David H. Dave. What's H stand for?
I don't know.
To get a handle on that a little bit
I
later.
I think so.
Now, what else have we got? Is that it?
Oh, that's it, darling. I think we've got a little bit of a song.
Oh, yes. Just a little bit of a song.
Perhaps,
we've got perhaps. Doris Day.
Joy 94.9.
Another legend, of course.
Absolutely.
And, look, I was going to play it. but it's just not happening.
Okay.
So we're not going to play it.
We're not going to play it.
Oh, look, we didn't really have time for that anyway.
No, we don't.
No.
We don't. We've actually got to wrap it up. But we do have a guess for the mystery sound. But the problem is the lovely person who sent it through. Oh, no, they're correct. But the lovely person who sent it through didn't say who they were.
Do they get it? Do they guess it?
They actually got it right.
Oh, did they? We'll play it again one more time because this one works. This is our mystery TV theme.
Well,
and that was our mystery TV theme. So someone's guessed it.
Someone's guessed it, but they haven't sent us through
their name.
Their name or their or anything.
Yeah, anything.
They've just said the name. Oh. So what we're going to do is, I reckon we should roll this over to next week, Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we might even have a prize next week if,
we might.
If Jamie's out of bed.
There might be a little bit more excitement for guessing it then. And we've got one of those mugs to give away.
Oh, yes.
From Dalesford. The Dottie and Lottie mug from Dalesford.
Everyone wants them.
The souvenir edition.
I saw it in the paper. They talked about it.
Did they really?
They
what
did.
Paper was that, darling? The Dalesford Times?
It was the Dalesford Times.
Get out of
they
here.
They said they were happy.
Get out of here. Have we really covered all the legends?
We have. Well, there were so many people that we couldn't just cover tonight. I mean, look, Joan Rivers, comedy legend.
Mm.
We also had some urban legends. We were going to tell some old-fashioned stories, but we're not going to tell them now.
We've run out of time, haven't we?
What's on the show next week, doll?
I've got no idea. Hopefully Jamie's on the show.
Hopefully Jamie's on the show. I thought we could do Fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We could do
Absolutely
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah, we can do that, can't we, darling?
That's one of your favourite all-time shows, isn't it, darling?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'd like to say, Jamie...
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
What are you saying? I talk amongst yourselves.
I was actually going to say, Jamie, I hope you're feeling better, darling. We have missed you. I think Dolly and we've made it through all right.
Yeah, we have.
Thanks so much for joining us on Catching Up. It's always a pleasure. We love hearing from our listeners through the show. Oh, yes, one last response is La Taylor. How can we not talk about legends and forget about La Taylor? And I think that might have been from Andrew,
of course.
My partner.
Oh, hello,
but look,
Andrew.
It's good night from me.
Yes, and it's good night from me. And lovely to have you. And we'll see you next week.
And
yes, darling.
After the community service announcements, we are going to play the final legend of the night, Donna Summer with Last Dance.
And you're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our podcast. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.